Mildred Haberman, we talked about years ago, who just passed away about 2 years ago, that knew the history of this whole country. She was a native girl raised and grew a family and died right here on in this country. She was raised just over this ridge on the Snake River side.
Yeah.
As a little girl, told of her childhood days over there, and then married a local man that grew up homesteaded on this side, and she lived here till her health got bad and she had to go to the nursing home.
Yeah. What is all this vegetation along here? Lots and lots of wild blackberry bushes.
Well, they come and go with the, I guess, the high water kind of scatters these.
Yeah.
These vines, they'll uproot the vines, they'll take wash down, take root, and of course, every blackberry vine, every time it grows, arches, and touches the ground, it takes root again, and then it arches and goes. So.
Yeah.
But
and the trees?
Trees are dominantly alder.
Yeah.
Alder and hackberries, thorns, elderberry. Then you get on the hills, here's some choke cherries, birds. They used to make...
And this is essentially hay and cattle here, is that it?
This is, you might say cattle, though the hay is used strictly for the cattle that's here. I don't know if this hay ground anymore produces all the hay that's needed here, or they buy some on the outside. But nevertheless, when we were small, this had to produce all the hay because there was no road outlet to get anything else.
Did you irrigate?
Oh, yes.
Out of the Joseph Creek?
Yes.
Yeah.
This lower bench level right here is irrigated.
What did you have them? Pumps? Electric pumps?
No,
or what?
They were just...
ditches?
Ditches. It's more like the Salilo Falls. That runs through a 16-foot channel.
Huh.
That's the Grand Round River.
Grand Round River, the whole river. My dad used to tell about putting planks across there to cross sheep on when he was a kid.
Hmm.
And in the fall, this time of year, the neighbors, the people that lived here, used to come down here when the salmon were up, and you just catch them, just spear them with a bucket full, tub full.
Hmm.
And they'd take them, dry them, can them. Hmm. And I just imagine that's what the Indians did.
Yeah. See, the fire came clear there.
Yep.
I see it. Behind Fred's house.
Mm-hmm. I think you can see the upper end of those almost, but they come down there for what, a couple hundred feet. And it's deep water up below them. But I'm just positive this was probably, does this kind of look like where an Indian would?
Oh, sure.
And this drainage, it goes back to the Lao Valley and everything.
Yeah. Look at was there a fire line built right there?
That's that fire.
This is where they cut it off.
The fire line stopped that fire right above
Fred's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty straight line, isn't it? Where it stopped.
I don't think they fought it till it got down here.
Yeah.
I'd rather he goes up the Grand Round 3-4 miles. He's got some hay ground, but never heard whether it got down on that or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, to get into the canyon, into the valley where we've just come out of, you come the way we just came today, or else you come up from...
There's only two ways.
Yeah,
it's a one-way, two-way road here.
So from Enterprise, you always come down the way we've just come.
Yeah.
Except in the winter.
Except in the winter.
Then you go this way.
Right.
What's the mileage from Enterprise to Joseph Canyon there where we stopped?
Coming this way.
No, going from Enterprise the way we came.
To where we hit Joseph Creek?
Yeah.
I would guess about 75 miles.
Yeah. So that's a haul.
Mm-hmm. And we're only about less than 30 miles to Lewiston.
Yeah.